Classes are canceled today for students at Santana High School, the site of yesterday's deadly school shooting just outside San Diego. Two people died, 13 others were wounded. Authorities have arrested a freshman and will charge him with murder. It was the nation's deadliest school attack since the Columbine shootings in Colorado 2 years ago. From member station KPBS in San Diego, Russell Lewis reports.
It was 9:22 in the morning when the first shot was fired. Students were changing classes at Santana High School, a campus of about 1,900 students in the San Diego suburb of Santee. Authorities say the suspect, 15-year-old Charles Andrew Williams, was inside a bathroom with a fully loaded .22-caliber revolver when he began to calmly fire at his fellow classmates. Junior Wes Klontz heard it all.
I was walking towards my classroom, which is right next to the bathroom. And just before I passed in front of the bathroom, that's when the popping first round went off.
As bullets ricocheted in the courtyard, teachers hurried students into classrooms and locked them inside. 17-year-old John Shark looked out the window and saw Williams walk out of the bathroom.
The kid came back out with his weapon, was smiling at the time, fired a few more shots, and went back into the restroom.
Shark began to videotape the scene, and he provided the tape to authorities. Junior Scott Ellis was still outside the bathroom as the shooting continued.
All it sounded like was a bunch of firecrackers, like that you buy from a store, but I kept walking, and I saw one of my friends, his face kind of twitched, and he fell straight to the ground. And as he got up, I saw just blood just pouring out of his mouth.
Investigators said the alleged shooter stopped at least once to reload his weapon. A San Diego County deputy happened to be teaching a class at the school and heard the shooting. He and an off-duty officer who was there to enroll his daughter at the school cornered the student in the bathroom. The suspect surrendered, dropped his gun, and said he was acting alone. Classmates described the suspect as frail and skinny and the subject of continuous harassment. Freshman Josh Stevens says the alleged shooter boasted to his friends what he planned to do last weekend.
You guys want to take out the school with me and kill a bunch of people? And we're all, no, you're joking, right? And he's all, yeah, I am. And then he kept going on. He's like, are you sure you guys don't want to do it? And we're like, I thought you weren't serious. He's all, I'm not. I'm just saying.
In fact, that student did what he was supposed to do. He told an adult, his mom's boyfriend, 29-year-old Chris Reynolds. He talked to the suspect before the shooting, but that information never got to school administrators or the authorities.
I could have done something because I told him, I said, you know, I thought he was joking around stuff. I said, I don't want a Columbine or anything happening around here. And now one has, and because I didn't say anything.
Santana High School has a dress code that bars clothing with images representing gangs or racist groups. Administrators say overall, student problems are rare. Karen Degasher is the school's principal.
What goes through my mind is this is my worst nightmare. I'm very concerned about the students, I'm very concerned about their families, and I'm concerned about my staff.
Santee is a bedroom community of San Diego. Nestled in brown, rocky foothills, the growing community has struggled with racial tensions. But there was no indication from authorities that yesterday's shootings were racially motivated. Randy Vopel has been the city's mayor for just 9 weeks and describes it as a close-knit community with Little League baseball games and hot dog roasts.
Santee is a town of 58,000 souls. This town has one of the lowest crime rates in Southern California. I must tell you that this could happen in any town in America if it can happen in a town such as Santee.
Counselors help students and parents cope with the shootings. Last night, about 1,000 people gathered at Sunrise Community Church for a memorial service. Brian Hendry is a pastor there. He believes the tragedy has a silver lining.
I pray it opens the doors to the community coming together in a greater way to help our kids, to find solutions to kids that are troubled.
The suspect was interrogated by authorities, and his father's apartment was searched for 2 hours. San Diego County District Attorney Paul Pfingst.
I know on your minds is an overriding question why suspect has made statements. I will not share the contents of the statements with you at this time, but there is no real answer. I'm not sure in any real way we will ever know why.
Pfingst says under California law, the 15-year-old boy will be charged as an adult with 2 counts of murder, assault with a deadly weapon, and gun possession. He'll be formally arraigned tomorrow. For NPR News, I'm Russell Lewis in San Diego.